Why do the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected in the first place?
I'm in the booth again. All right then.
Yo, mama, don't take the prostitute.
Hey, celebrity prostitutes, bribed politicians, controlled media whores, thug law enforcers on a power trip, and indoctrinated allopathic drug pushers. We don't want your shitty, dangerous, killer, fertility-damaging, experimental quaxines. We don't want your discriminatory, segregational passport system, nor your Stepford wife social credit system. We don't join cults. We aren't germaphobes. We know how to read statistics. We know how to think for ourselves. And we know what narcissistic abuse looks like. We don't want to be China. You don't govern us. We know the law. And we claim our birthrights. Frankly, we're moving on without you. The trance-like hypnotic suggestions and brainwashing just didn't take with us. We aren't of a fluoride stare, TV level, adolescent mind who falls prey to drama and peer pressure. So you can prance around with your drolling, repetitive, embarrassing, and flailing advertising campaign all you like. But to us, it reeks of desperation, shows us what pathological liars you are, and only highlights those sellouts who have sold their souls to the agenda. But good luck. You're gonna need it.
This is what happened to 80-year-old Maureen Dubois after she had the AstraZeneca vaccine. Covered in bruises, but the long-lasting internal scars are even worse. The jab that was supposed to keep her safe nearly costing her life.
You think, why me? And then you think, why not?
The great-grandmother spent 17 days in Fiona Stanley Hospital. She had bleeding on the brain and a platelet count of zero, meaning her blood wouldn't clot.
As soon as they tried putting the cannula in, it went back straight away.
The Mount Barker resident had her first jab at the Plantagenet Medical Centre on March 24. 2 weeks later, she developed a headache and then black blisters inside her mouth. The following day, she presented to Albany Hospital and was flown to Perth.
It took a few days before it set in, you know, the sort of predicament I was in.
I've never been so scared in my life of losing her.
Maureen Dubois was put on a high dose of steroids and now takes 20 pills a day for the side effects. She shakes, has hearing and sight loss, diabetes and headaches that have put her in hospital.
When I was thinking about giving up, and I only thought about it for a little while, I didn't care.
If you have to be persuaded, reminded, pressured, lied to, incentivized, coerced, bullied, socially shamed, guilt-tripped, threatened, paid, punished, and criminalized. If all of this is considered necessary to gain your compliance, you can be absolutely certain that what is being promoted is not in your best interest.
They've been waiting for a way of marking people. That you get in a vaccine, you're marked in a database. And this can be used for trade, for commerce, for behavior modification, all different purposes. I think this whole pandemic from the beginning was about the vaccine. So I think all roads lead to the vaccine. Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, and any others that come forward, the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH, and the White House. Massive vaccine stakeholders. You could throw in Gates Foundation, World Health Organization. You can throw those in as well. Massive stakeholders, and they wanted everybody to be vaccinated without exception.
When this pandemic hit over a year ago, I was pregnant with my third child and working as a registered nurse at Upper Chesapeake Medical Center. The easiest thing to do and the safest thing to do would have been to quit my job. When all other non-essential workers stayed home to protect themselves and their families, I did not. I took care of someone you knew, your friend, your family member, your coworker. Without a vaccine, without proper PPE, I put myself and my family at risk to provide for my community. I do not feel comfortable with receiving this vaccine, and because of that, I am now being hung out to dry. Now I am being replaced by internationals that have never paid a dime in taxes for this state, have never served on boards, or put time into our community. Members of the council, I have advocated, voted, and supported you. Now for myself, my family, and my fellow co-workers, I am asking you to advocate on my behalf.
Everything has been very well planned out. I think this is why people have a hard time, because they don't understand that this is a long plan. Firing doctors and nurses because they refuse to get an experimental injection is purposeful, because one of the aims of this plan is to create a genocidal event by dividing the group and inciting hatred toward the cult members against the awake, because this is how the enemy, which is the government and its handlers, destroy the naysayers and the ones who know what's really going on. So firing the doctors and nurses, anyone who won't comply with these ridiculous mandates, does just that. Keeps the cult members inside the cult, and what happens? The awake are kicked out. So the ones who know what's really going on do not associate with the ones who are brainwashed and hypnotized inside the cult think. So this is the divide and conquer plan. They're doing it on every possible level. Look at the puppet Turdeau. Mostly what he's talking about is how disgusting people are who refuse to take the genocide willingly inside their death cult, right? So he's inciting hatred. He's trying to make you think it's because those who refuse, it's their fault that there's a plandemic. But it's just a narcissistic gaslighting like they usually do. So this is why they're getting rid of anyone who's awake, so they can hold on to the cult body of population and work on them and make them hate and be discriminatory, segregational, and to take it to the next level, which is genocide. Stay sharp, people.
You won't even wear a mask. You're utterly selfish. Is it just too much to ask that you would cover your face for the sake of all of us? Oh, but no, you have to make a fuss. Do you find it too hot? Well, the rest of us can cope. The jabs and the masks are our only hope. But what coronavirus that's as deadly as flu? Ooh. The Beeb have done a right proper job on you. It's not even a high-consequence infectious disease. We've got safe and effective medicines to cure and to ease all the symptoms. Ever heard of ivermectin? Ooh. No, because Big Pharma have been busy protecting all their profits by sustaining the emergency. The jabs on the proof trials ended 2023. Ooh. The purpose of the mask is for sustaining the fear. Take away the visual cues, this whole thing would disappear. Are you mad? This is serious. People people are dying, despite all the efforts of the doctors who are trying, which is more than I can say for scum like you, going about spreading all your lies that aren't true. I checked what you said on the fact checker's site, and it's just simply wrong. None of it is right.
Do you know who signs the fact checker's check? Ooh. They're funded by Big Pharma, so sorry to wreck that little illusion. But whilst we're there, let's take a look fair and square at the top 10 donors of the BBC. Ooh, Bill and Melinda Gates. Can't you see how what you've been fed is lie after lie? It's worked. You're frightened. That's why you comply.
I comply because I care. It's the right thing to do. Ooh, even though it's cost me probably more than you. I lost my business in the last lockdown. There were several of us in my little town. But at least we know that we played our part. Ooh, we did it with pride and we did it with heart. None of the restrictions should be relaxed till every man, woman and child is vaxxed. Wow, now you're scaring me. Don't you even know how much damage has been done and how far this could go? Millions have been injured by the gene therapy. Look at yellow card reporting, then you'll see the list of reactions without distortion, from deep vein thrombosis to spontaneous abortion, cardiac arrest, anaphylaxis, blood disorders, infection, rebound, headache and eye disorders, blindness, deafness, skin disorders, vomiting, stroke, psychiatric disorders, dizziness, tremors, nervous system disorders, seizure, paralysis, respiratory disorders, vertigo, tinnitus, there's still more left, reproductive damage, and death. Thousands of deaths from this lethal prick, which you accepted so you wouldn't get sick, from a virus which you had every chance to survive. In percentage terms, 99.95. Now the shots are coming through coercion and force. It's all about control and surveillance, of course. We've been trying to wake you and warn you for a year, but the pivotal moment is finally here. They're coming for our kids. That's where we're at. More risk than benefit, and that's a fact. I've got no fight with you. I'm sorry for your pain, but please let's not be divided again. They're changing our world to make slaves of us all. United we thrive, but divided we fall. We're not enemies, we could be friends. When we stand together, this whole thing ends.
This vaccine will not be used for children. It hasn't been tested on children, and the reason is that the likelihood of children having significant detriment if they catch COVID-19 is very, very low. So this is an adult vaccine for the adult population.
Hi, this is a little message to the unvaccinated. Ugh. You are killing everyone. It's your fault. You're being selfish, so get the vaccine, because I'm vaccinated. I am vaccinated, okay? And so I'm protected because the vaccine is safe and effective. So if you're around me and you're unvaccinated, then you're putting me at, well, you're not. You're, no. So you're selfish, because if I'm protected and you're around me, then I'm fine. But you're me. Sorry. If you're not vaccinated, then you're not, it's your, you're racist, is what I'm saying.
I'm in the booth again. All right, then.
Yo, mama, don't take the vaccine.
Children, you know they're coming to vaccinate, right? You know we have to stand against this nonsense, right? We're traveling from afar to come here to tell the children one simple thing. Don't take the vaccine. You understand? My virgin laughing. I know some of you probably don't understand my Jamaican accent, but I'm going to try and keep it as English as possible. All right?
All right, if this is an ad, I'm not.
Yo, mama, don't take the vaccine. Papa, don't take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine.
Hey, don't push me in the hospital.
Don't take the vaccine.
Yo! Don't take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine.
They must be wondering, why is a black guy here? Why is a black man here doing this? Why is a black man from Jamaica coming all the way here to do this? Listen, you might see me dancing around, but trust me, I understand the real science and I can break down the real science for you guys.
I'm just giving you some entertainment for you to understand what's about to come. Right? Teacher, you see in Jamaica? In Jamaica, we have something called love. Well, you guys are not teaching the youth then. So when you're chasing the youth away from us, it's not nice.
May I ask, have your teachers been giving you this information in the school?
No, they tell us we should take it.
Have they given you any of the information as to...
this morning that we're getting the vaccine
tomorrow.
Have they told you any of the side effects?
No, they haven't.
Just said you're getting the COVID vaccine.
Well, have you guys heard of something called informed consent?
No, don't let the teachers bully you.
Have your teachers been informing you about some of the negative consequences about taking this?
On Instagram.
Have they been encouraging you to take it?
No, they removed it from Instagram 100%. 2 days ago. The JCVI told the government, the JCVI is the Joint Committee for Vaccinations and Immunization, and they told the government a few weeks ago, we do not recommend these vaccines for the children because it's already killing people. All I'm asking you guys to do is just take the leaflets given to you, put it inside of your bag, and please bring it to your parents.
In England! Are you having a good day?
Yes, thank you.
There you are. My pleasure. You're looking lovely, girls.
Thank you for doing everything that you do.
My pleasure. Well done, girls. Well done. I like this. Are you a dangerous anti-vaxxer, madam? That's all right. It's Am. Cheers, guys. Well done, girls. Well done.
This world is not what you think it is. This world is not what you think it is. Go, go.